Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
And it's Brad Forder, Director of Programming for the Environmental Film Festival.
Yes, it is the Environmental Film Festival here in the nation's capital. It's going to run March 21st through the 30th. So, hey, thanks for joining us again this year.
Yeah, Jason, it's good to talk to you. It's always good to talk about film this time of year, and we're really excited. The festival's in its 32nd year, and as you mentioned, between March 21st and 30th, we're going to showcase over 60 films. They all have a broad range of environmental topics, different film styles. We'll be showing shorts programs, we'll be showing documentary features. We have a lot of family programming this year. So really something for everybody. And the films will screen all over DC, over 20 different locations. We work with museums and embassies and universities. And then most of the programs are free. For any information on ticketing, there are tickets left. You can go to dceff.org.
Awesome. Well, you kind of mentioned that, the types of venues, but do a deeper dive follow-up question. What are some of the specific venues?
Yeah, so we've had over the 30 plus years, we've developed great relationships with many of the Smithsonian museums. So the Natural History Museum for one, National Museum of American Indian. We also work with the archives. So we have a great film there that we'll be screening. So yeah, a number of different places. And then all our international lineup will be at the embassies. And so there are a handful of embassies, including the French embassy. And so yeah, so we really appreciate our partners. It's such a unique feature of this festival, being able to work with all these different curators and obviously being in the museums themselves, being in the embassies is a treat too, just to see those spaces.
Okay, awesome. All right, well, without further ado, let's go into some of the lineup here. So tell me, start off, tell me about what's on opening night.
Yeah, no, we're really excited to start things off on March 21st with the US premiere of Antarctica Calling. So this is directed by Oscar winner Luc Jacquet, and he won the Oscar for March of the Penguins, which is hard to believe, but that was almost 20 years ago that March of the Penguins came out. I think it came out in 2005. But anyway, in this new film, Luc Jacquet, he goes back to Antarctica in some of the areas that we did see in March of the Penguins 2 decades ago. And it's a very reflective film, and the cinematography is stunning. Luke will be joining us, so he will be at the screening, and it's great to have him back at the festival, and really a good way to kick things off this year.
Sounds like a great way to kick it off. All right, tell me about your centerpiece film.
Yeah, so the centerpiece film, we're co-presenting with the Washington Post, and this is called Arctic Ascent with Alex Honnold. And so, Alex became kind of more of a household name after Free Solo, which went on to win the Oscar as for the documentary feature category. And of course, I saw that film that year about 4 times. And even knowing the end, even knowing how it ends with him climbing this rock face in Yosemite National Park, making it to the end without assistance, without ropes, it's still one of those where you sit on the edge of your seat. And so it's a very memorable film. Well, Alex is back, and National Geographic has started a series with him. And we're so thrilled to have this special cut. So this is a festival cut. And the climb that we see in the film is not as harrowing as is Free Solo, but it is extremely dangerous. And it's the first ascent. It's in Greenland. And so we see Alex and other climbers guiding this science expedition there in Greenland. And really the purpose of it is to study the effects of climate change. So after the screening, we are thrilled to have Alex. We're beaming him in. Now, he and his wife just had a baby. He's not able to join us, but we're thrilled that he can join us via Zoom. And then we're also going to have one of the scientists from the film. So we're very excited to have Alex at the festival this year. And this is just a great, thrilling, exciting film as well.
Great. And that's you're calling that the centerpiece film.
That will be our centerpiece. That's
Great.
right.
Awesome. And then yeah, maybe one more before we get to closing night. Tell me about Queens. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, Queens is great. It's another National Geographic produced series. So this was done by an all-female production crew, and it features the matriarchies in the animal kingdom. It's a series, and this particular episode is called Mountain Queens. It's narrated by Angela Bassett, who last year voiced narration for one of my favorites, Goodnight Oppie. That was a favorite in last year's festival. But she lends her voice to this again as well. And we're thrilled to partner with the National Museum of Women in the Arts for Queens. So another really great film to share.
Awesome. Yeah. Oppie, was it Goodnight Oppie, was an amazing movie. That was so cool. If people haven't seen that, go double back and check that out. That was great. All right. And then I guess tell me about the closing film. Let's see. What do we got?
Yeah. So Jason, to close out, we're closing with a film called We Are Guardians. And this is a film produced by Leonardo DiCaprio's group. It's also produced by Fisher Stevens, and it takes us into the rainforests in Brazil. It follows indigenous communities and activists who unfortunately are fighting deforestation that's a result of illegal logging. Now, this film is the winner of the festival's advocacy award. So it's a very impactful way to close out the festival. And, you know, between this and Antarctica Calling, just two great films to kind of bookend the festival with. So again, we're very excited to close out the festival with We Are Guardians.
Awesome. And then I guess just sort of final seconds, you know, tell us, why is it important to have an environmental film festival in general? You know, it's especially here in the nation's capital, it's kind of the perfect place to sort of screen these movies. And, you know, it literally is like the capital of advocacy. So yeah, just talk about why it's important to do it and do it here.
It is. And film is such a great way to share stories, to share messages. It's motivating. And so what we hope is that we can provide a platform so that people can be educated and inspired by environmental messages and to learn about environmental issues. And obviously, being here at the Capitol, you never know who's going to walk into the theater, whether it's legislators or other thought leaders who can really help do something for the environment. But Jason, it was so good to be with you. And we look forward to seeing people at the festival. We look forward to sharing these great films throughout DC. And again, for all information on the festival, you can go to our website, dceff.org.
Sounds great. Hey, thanks for doing this. I always look forward to chatting every year. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Jason. Good to be with you.